A defeat for Microsoft today in a European Union court. The software giant lost an appeal and will now be forced to divulge some trade secrets to its rivals. It's also being ordered to offer a stripped-down version of Windows without the software that plays music and video. The ruling thwarts an attempt by Microsoft to delay those penalties. The case dates back to an antitrust ruling in March, in which Microsoft was fined a record $660 million. NPR's Chris Arnold has the story.
You probably remember the antitrust browser fight a few years back involving Netscape and Microsoft Explorer. Microsoft has been fighting a similar battle in Europe, this time involving its Windows Media Player. Paul Jackson, an analyst in London with Forrester Research, says Microsoft has managed to make that basically the default software on most PCs.
When you've got a new PC, the first time you put an audio CD in, or the first time you listen to internet radio, or maybe even download a little video off the internet, it will probably be Microsoft's Windows Media Player that will be putting that up on your screen.
The European Union decided that by bundling the player into its operating system, Microsoft was crippling competitors such as Real Networks. The case is a reminder of the growing power of the EU, which most Americans probably think of as little more than a curiosity involving a new currency. In fact, with 25 member countries and 450 million people, the EU courts now can make trade rulings affecting a huge area.
Indeed. You have obviously large economies in there like Germany, the UK, and Spain, Italy, France, which make a significant contribution to the global revenues of companies like Microsoft.
But analysts think that since the Windows Media Player is already such a standard, most computer makers in Europe will continue to package it with their computers anyway. And Microsoft can still sell them Windows versions containing the player, it just now also has to offer to sell them a version without it. Microsoft General Counsel Brad Smith says the software giant plans years of additional appeals to try to reverse this case and any precedents it might set.
And ultimately, it is the merits of the case that will determine the outcome of the litigation. We do find substantial cause for optimism in a number of aspects of the court's reasoning today.
Smith thinks the courts may be receptive to Microsoft's long-standing argument that consumers benefit from more features in Windows. What analyst Paul Jackson thinks is most interesting in the ruling today is that it requires Microsoft to give competitors access to trade secrets involving software for big server computers.
It's like trying to tune a car just by souping up the petrol or changing the tires without lifting the bonnet of the car or the hood of the car. Now, this EU ruling is saying, you know, Microsoft, you must sort of unseal that hood and let other people look at what's under there and allow them to tinker with it.
Jackson says that could be significant, that the EU is telling a major technology company that it has to share some of its intellectual property rights, because to not do so is anti-competitive. Chris Arnold, NPR News.